Thank you for calling GSA Construction. You know the extension of the party you wish to reach, please dial it now. For a company directory by first name, press 9. For the shop, press 0. For accounting, press
7. The person's first name using 7 for Q and 9 for... Two matches were found. To reach...
Orlando Gutierrez.
Press 1, 2, 6, 4. You are being transferred to...
Orlando Gutierrez.
Right.
Yeah, hi, this is Orlando.
Hi, Orlando. This is Hashim from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
I know you're probably busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up with you on a pre-approved offer that the bank mailed out about a few weeks back based on some lending history that you had with GE, it looks like. If that rings a bell?
Yes, we have.
And
we're fine as far as equipment loans.
Sorry, what was that?
You know, we're fine. The financing that we need is we are fine as far as getting our equipment loans taken care of.
Oh, it's getting your you already have like equipment finance, you mean?
Yeah.
Equipment finance. What about like, you know, working capital, or if you guys have like any projects or things like that?
We have a bank that we have been dealing for 12, 15 years. So.
Oh, okay. So you have a pretty established relationship with them.
Yep.
The General Electric, was that just a line of credit, or was it like a...
That happened to be a specific piece of... I think a couple of pieces of equipment that we financed through them.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Is there any like typical time of the year maybe when you do your financing or anything like that?
Well, typically we do it, we secure everything at the beginning of the year. We get our financial statements around April or May.
Right.
And then we secure and we renew our loans. We normally have, we have had with Scott Valley Bank.
Sky Valley?
We have a Scott Valley Bank. We have a line of credit, $2.5 million line of credit.
Oh, okay.
And,
I see.
And we have an equipment loan.
The equipment one is the one with GE?
Well, in the case of GE, that was we happened to buy a piece of equipment, a crane, through GE. So.
Oh, okay. I see. So you got, was it a working capital loan and then you just used it for equipment?
No, we financed the piece of equipment.
Oh, okay. So it was an actual equipment financing.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I see. So there's no like really like good time, you would say, maybe like in January when like...
Sometime in May.
Sometime in May?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll probably follow up with you sometime in May then. Are you guys currently growing as a business? Or has it been pretty stable recently?
We're fairly stable. We grow a little bit, but we do about $70 million in revenue.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah, so...
Wow, good for you.
And, you know, we have been at this for 35 years now.
Oh, okay. So you guys have been in business for a long time.
Yes, since 1980.
Oh, wow. So you guys are definitely well-established. You have a good brand name then.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Is there maybe an email that I can get from you to shoot you some additional information? So down the line, when you are looking for some financing or if another piece of equipment happens to come up.
Well, you somehow found my name.
Yes, I did. Okay, that's correct.
So. My email address is ogutierrez@gseconstruction.com.
Ogutierrez at gseconstruction.com.
Yep.
gseconstruction.com. Okay, excellent. I'll put a little something together and shoot it over your way, and follow up with you in the beginning of the year. Have you ever considered doing a working capital loan, by the way? I don't know if anyone has already spoken to you.
We normally carry, we have, I have $2.5 to $3.5 million
line of credit,
yeah.
Right. Just like a little quick on working capital. The way it works is it's unsecured cash, so you don't have that, you know, how a line of credit can be possibly callable. You don't have that risk there, and there's no collateral on your end. And, you know, the money just gets put straight into the account, and it's yours, whether you want to use it for payroll, inventory, taxes, to cover other loans, you name it, you know. And, you know, like, we're able to lend 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue in unsecured cash. So that's the way we do it, is we base it off of your sales. So, you know, if you're making, say, 100 mil in revenue, you can lend 10 to 15 in that sort of sense there.
Yeah, but actually right now, you can send me whatever you want to send me, but we're pretty much set for this year.
Sure. Okay. All right, then I'll just shoot you an email and follow up with you beginning of next year. How does that sound?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.